We're trying to get hold of Fire and Emergency New Zealand Auckland Response Manager to see what the damage has been overnight and whether it was in fact as bad as expected. Auckland and Northland, of course, were the ones in the firing line with all those warnings of more flooding and slips, and both of those regions are still in that state of emergency. Ken Cooper joins us now. Morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Kit.
How bad was it overnight?
Well, Fire and Emergency was well prepared for all eventualities last night, but we're happy to report there was no significant issues relating to the weather overnight. That's across Northland and Tamaki Makaurau. A very fairly uneventful night for us.
Good. That's what you want, uneventful. I mean, it feels all quite isolated and localised now. Would that be right?
Yes. So we were watching the weather system, you know, closely, and we were well prepared for what was coming, what we were thinking was going to come. Across Northland, nothing eventuated. The weather pattern you know, went across there quickly. And now it is sort of focused on, it's sort of sitting across central Auckland.
Right.
So last night, so, you know, we had some calls, mostly sort of fallen trees and power lines in Auckland.
Right. But nothing major.
No, nothing major at all.
Good. Should people then, you say central Auckland, should people in central Auckland still be working from home and avoiding the roads? I mean, even on the roads that aren't damaged, there is still a bit of surface flooding around. But, I mean, this is nothing more than, at this stage, a bit of rain now, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. So the call numbers into us, you know, were negligible last night. So I think really the two pieces of advice, you know, we're looking to give, you know, firstly is, yeah, the road, you know, please take care on the roads. There's a high likelihood of, you know, fallen trees and debris, for example. And, you know, and lastly is there is some surface flood water. So people don't know how deep it is. And so, yeah, keep out of it and don't put yourself at risk.
When should the cleanup start? Because that, for many people, has been just so, you know, deflating, hasn't it? And that they're trying to clean up and just that constant rain.
Yes, you know, it is, you know, demoralising for sure. You know, our firefighters, you know, have been busy right across since Friday and out in the communities. And certainly we've noticed that, you know, there is an appetite to put this, you know, behind and start that cleanup and move into that recovery phase. So I think once the weather clears, looking at the weather patterns, the rain's going to be sort of persistent now until the morning. And obviously, I think towards late Wednesday, Thursday, we'd like to think that people can start moving into that cleanup mode.
Great. Well, hope is in sight, so that's good to know. Ken, thank you very much for being with us. Ken Cooper, who is Fire and Emergency New Zealand Auckland's response manager.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.